Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
Tell them that God's
gonna cut him down. Cut you down. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. But Matt's not here today. I'm Stu Daniels, Stu Man, the newsman, filling in for Matt today. Thanks for tuning in, and be careful if you're heading out to the roads. We got a winter weather advisory in effect for the entire listening area until about noon today. Maybe a couple more inches of snow before it's all over. Allow some extra time if you're heading out on the roads this morning. And along with me, by the way, is our producer, Sam Butson. Sam, how you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks. Very good to join you, Stu.
All right. Hey, if you want to join us, feel free. Give us a call. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can call in or you can text in. And in the previous hour, we talked about the cost of misinformation. If you want to comment on that, feel free. Be happy to take your phone call on that. And we're going to talk about some other subjects as well. For instance, did you know that our old buddy, the senator, Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, is in the news again? And by the way, before we get to that, let me ask you this. Do you know who Alexander Vindman is? Do you remember that guy? Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, formerly the Director for European Affairs for the United States National Security Council until he was reassigned February of 2020. Vindman came to national attention in October of 2019 when he testified before the United States Congress regarding the Trump-Ukraine scandal. It's what Trump was impeached for, right? The first time, I should say, trying to put some pressure on the president of Ukraine to come up with some dirt, to manufacture some dirt on Joe Biden. And the testimony of Mr. Vindman provided evidence that resulted in a charge of abuse of power in the impeachment of Donald Trump. Well, Mr. Vindman says Ron Johnson and others have blood on their hands over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You know, one thing that a lot of our listeners bring up, and people who follow the news and politics bring up, is the fact that Ron Johnson on the 4th of July went to Russia a few years ago with a few other senators. Why would Ron Johnson go to Russia to celebrate the birthday of the United States? Strange thing. Well, here's this story. This is written by Bill Glauber from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This just posted a couple of hours ago. It says former national security aide Alexander Vindman accused Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and others of having blood on their hands as Ukraine withstands a withering assault from Russian troops. In an interview with the Journal Sentinel, Vindman included Johnson on a list with former President Donald Trump, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Fox News host Tucker Carlson, claiming they undermined U.S. national security. Now, if you were a United States senator, how would you like to be included in the same group as Tucker Carlson? Anyway, here's a quote. It says, "Civilians are dying. Ukrainians are providing a formidable defense, defending democracy for Americans as well as for themselves and their homes. And Ron Johnson is trying to distract and obfuscate, Vindman said. Let me read that again. Civilians are dying. Ukrainians are providing a formidable defense, defending democracy for Americans as well as for themselves and their homes. And Ron Johnson is trying to distract and obfuscate, Vindman said. Vindman was responding to comments made February 27th by Johnson, Senator Johnson, on Fox News. Vindman had been with Johnson on a key trip to Ukraine in May of 2019, in which the senator sought to assure the newly elected government of congressional support. A retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, Vindman also blamed Johnson and others for ending his military career. Vindman was a key witness in the first U.S. House impeachment of Trump. He listened in on the 2019 call when Trump asked Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate Joe Biden while withholding U.S. military aid to the country. Trump later released about $400 million in military aid to Ukraine. So he was holding up that money. You remember how that story went? It's like, yeah, I'm not going to give you this $400 million in military aid until you come up with some dirt on Joe Biden. You got to find something. There's got to be something you can come up with. Anyway, the story goes on and says, last week in an interview with Fox News, Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, blamed Vindman and others for helping embolden Russian President Vladimir Putin. So Senator Johnson is blaming Vindman. And the quote here says, I don't think Vladimir Putin would have moved on Ukraine were it not for the weakness displayed, certainly by the Biden administration, but by the West in general, Johnson said in the interview. I'm certainly hoping that Colonel Vindman, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, who used Ukraine as a pawn in their impeachment travesty, are also recognizing and reflecting about how they weakened Ukraine, weakened the West, weakened America by the divisive politics that they play. Boy, it's hard to read those words. It's hard to believe that a senator, a sitting United States senator, would say these things. But that is a quote from our good friend Ron Johnson. And Johnson went on to say, there's much blame to go around, but in terms of atrocities, that falls squarely on the shoulders of Vladimir Putin and his cronies. According to a statement from his office, Johnson stands behind his Fox News comments. In addition, the statement asserted Pelosi, Schiff, and Vindman, quote, weakened Ukraine by harming its relationship with the U.S. and therefore made Ukraine more vulnerable to Russian aggression, destabilization efforts, and ultimately invasion. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's actions demonstrated disloyalty to both the U.S. president he served and the Ukrainian people we were trying to help, the statement from his office said. Hard to believe. Vindman, who is a senior advisor for the liberal group Vote Vets, countered that Johnson was, quote, a huge disappointment on the Ukraine issue, quote, he's responsible more so than many of his colleagues for creating a situation in which the U.S. actually might find itself in a hot war. Asked if Johnson believed he held any responsibility for what is now occurring in Ukraine, the senator's office responded, quote, absolutely not. Senator Johnson has been consistently supportive of the people of Ukraine who want to rid their nation of corruption and live in freedom, peace, and prosperity, end quote. Johnson's office noted the senator has made 7 trips to Ukraine since 2011 and co-sponsored multiple resolutions and bills in support of Ukraine. The Ukrainian-born Vindman, he was born in Ukraine, and Johnson have a history. Quote, There was a time when I thought he was a good actor, a good guy, Vindman said. They were in the Ukraine capital of Kyiv in May of 2019 as part of the U.S. delegation attending Zelensky's inauguration. Quote, I tried to make him feel at home, make him feel welcome, Vindman said. He recalled having a conversation with Johnson. Quote, he was pretty aggressive in providing support for Ukraine and arming the Ukrainians, giving this new president everything you need to resist Russian coercion at that point. Russian aggression in a war that had been unfolding for the preceding 5 years, Vindman said. Vindman also said he told Johnson that Trump was, quote, not necessarily supportive of such a forward-leaning approach. We'll get to more of this article in just a minute. We're going to go to a break. I noticed that we have a couple of calls on the line. We're going to get to those calls when we come back from the break. Stick around. If you want to call in, feel free. We'll get you on the air. The number is 844-967-2789. You can also text us at that number. Stu Daniels here filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct.
Backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that